He's a fourth-generation firefighter and a 42-year fire department veteran. Warren Abriel Jr. is the new chief of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services.
We are entering a time where we are facing severe economic crisis. I'm sure that the next several years will be difficult. All of us need to work together if we are to overcome these obstacles. We will, however, continue to provide the unsurpassed service that we've always given to the citizens of Albany. I am hopeful that any changes we may need to make will make us a better department and better firefighters.
Mayor Sheehan.
Executive Deputy Chief Warren Abriel traces his family's tradition of service back to his great-grandfather, Reuben, who joined the department when it was professionalized shortly after the end of the Civil War in 1867. It is only fitting that after nearly 150 years of service to the fire department, and Abriel should lead this department as its chief. But Warren's lineage is not the reason that I appointed him to be our new chief, or that our common council unanimously approved that appointment. From the time he was first sworn in as a member of this department in 1972, Warren has embraced the fire service as a lifelong learning opportunity.
Abriel has an associate's degree in fire protection technology, a bachelor's degree in fire service administration, and a master's degree in public administration. He is a certified hazardous materials technician, and for the last 26 years, Abriel has been an adjunct professor at Empire State College. The mayor says about a dozen new firefighters are scheduled to be sworn in at City Hall later this week.
The reason that we need to bring them on is because once the summer hits and people start taking vacations, if we do not have a full complement of firefighters, then we do start to rack up overtime costs.
Chief Warren Abriel Jr. had been acting fire chief since Robert Ferezzi retired at the end of last year after nearly four decades in the department. Made up of 16 companies, the department has 245 members. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.